up the big... That's him.
Vous aimez la musique, puis l'heure suivante devrait être d'importance pour vous. S'il vous plaît, écoutez comme Johnny Scott Gramercy joue de la musique pour vous, Suckers.
Yes, yes. Thank you, loved ones. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector for this evening. Welcome. I'm sitting here across from Jake Prendez, artist. What's going on, my man? Yeah, good. And Jake's going to sit in, and we're going to talk a little bit about process, music, music as it relates to a creative process and how it inspires us and so on and so forth, and maybe get into some other side topics. First up is X with Soul Kitchen from the Los Angeles record, 1980. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Schwartz out of New York. A recent discovery by me. Light Up Gold is the name of the record. That's on What's Your Rupture Recordings. Brooklyn band. Next up, William Elliott Whitmore. This guy's a real thing. Kind of Appalachian-y kind of vibe.
Alter my altar. Don't desecrate my shrine. My church is the water. My home is underneath the shady pines. Don't underestimate the spine of poor man's back when it's against the wall and his future's black. In one man's story, ooh, is another man's shame. Take to the woods, boy, and cover up your tracks. And go away, child, and don't look back. And sad is the lullaby from a mother's heart and soul when she knows her child is strayed from the fold. And the parish will perish by death's cruel hand and finish the job that fate began. And all that static in the attic, that's just an old drunk ghost. And his chains are rattling, but his end is close. Ain't no hell below, ain't no heaven above. And I came for the drinks, but I stayed for the love. And one man's story is another man's shame.
It's not that I'm
Portugal, the Man out of Alaska, from their upcoming record. I think it's called Evil Friends. Well, the song's called Evil Friends. That's out on June 4th. This is Amigo the Devil. The Wait is the name of the tune.
Are you feeling upside down or even empty inside? I have a couple different faces if you need a place to hide. All the parties we can throw, we'll dress like anything we please, or play the role of anyone, stop by for a drink and didn't we? Nothing but our hair. And these wrinkles are the maps of all the places that we went. No one else would dare. When your tongue is putrid and your skin is sagging down, I'll stick around. 'Cause it's what's inside that counts.
Close as I have you. Go right about her. fire, and I would have just as well. Our friends, we had as quiet as skeletons on shelves. There's nothing left to lose, cause I'd already lost it all. But I was wrong, because our story carries on.
You like that tune, man? He's got a whole EP available for free download on his site, www.amigothedevil.com. Right before that, we heard Portugal the Man out of Alaska from their upcoming record out on Atlantic Recordings. That's available June 4th. Prior to that, we heard William Elliott Whitmore with One Man's Shame. Sitting over here with Jake Brandes. What's up, my man?
Not much, man. Doing good.
Jake Prendez, artist, kind of Chicano-inspired cultural themes, social justice, satire, but also a lot of satire and humor, you know? I've seen some works with, like, different icons, and likes to play with the fame of certain icons. I kind of like that. I like the Princess Leia as the Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Chuck Berry one, that's especially a favorite of mine. Yeah. Have you been an artist your whole life, or did you pick it up at a certain place?
I would say I've been an artist my whole life. You know, always been drawing and things like that. Got into painting probably about 5-6 years ago, but, I mean, my earliest memories are just going through those old Disney books that you get in the mail, and I would just grab stacks of them and just be looking at. My parents thought I was going to be a great reader. It just turned out I like pictures.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Seattle area, North Seattle area.
Oh, no shit, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was born out here, moved to Seattle when I was 5. Mm-hmm. My dad's allergic to the sun, so he thought, you know, we tried to move to where the sun is non-existent.
I've been to Seattle, yeah, and what was it like? I said, great food, it rained.
Yeah. It'll drizzle for like a month straight.
Yeah.
If you like gray, you love Seattle.
For sure. But probably the most interesting Skid Row area I've ever seen is Pioneer?
Pioneer Square.
Yeah. It was like right out of a Pogue song, man. Yeah. Somebody told me there's like channels and tunnels and shit.
Oh, no, you got to check out the whole underground tour in Seattle. Excellent. And they have an adult version of it too that talks more about brothels.
Really?
Yeah.
So when I'm not really sure how to word this correctly. Would you say you've always been in touch with like a Chicano culture, or is this something where you kind of started looking up your roots a little bit later in life?
Yeah, no, it's something definitely I think I started looking up later in life. Mm-hmm. I think I just kind of, you know, I am mixed, you know, Mexican and white, and I actually thought Mexicans were white until, you know, you're in junior high or so, and you start culturally affiliating yourselves, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm Mexican. Yeah. And then you lose friends. And you're like, oh, I didn't know that was a bad thing. Oh.
Down here?
In Seattle. And I think then I decided, like, you know, I can go two directions with this. I can kind of fake the Mexican thing and, you know, pretty white-looking and... or I can be the Super Chicano, and I guess I chose Super Chicano.
Yeah. What areas of LA have you are you mostly affiliated with?
Well, I've just moved out of Northridge, so I've been living in the Valley for good 8 years. You know, as soon as I moved back down here to do grad school, you know, kind of planted myself in Northridge, and then now that I just kind of finished up, I moved to Highland Park about 2 days ago. So, but I'm pretty much in East LA, Boyle Heights. I mean, that's where I hang more than.
Yeah. And have you always had an identity? Do you have or felt an affinity with music, or is it part of? Would you say it's part of your creative process, or just something that you feel a kinship with, or
yeah.
you just think it kicks ass and you like to play it?
Yeah, I think my musical taste and style it's evolved, and it you know. You know, I went from probably early 80s, like around 7th, 8th grade, being like into Guns N' Roses and things like that. And
sure,
then
sure.
totally switching into like hip hop. And I mean, from about 8th grade to, you know, I was just a big hip hop head. And then,
yeah.
you know, moved out here and kind of got more into the alternative scene.
You brought some tunes in. I think you're going to start off with the Clash.
Yeah, let's do that. The Magnificent Seven. I love this yes. one because it's about the working class aesthetic mm-hmm. and the working man, and
yeah.
I love it.
Excellent. And then we got a couple other tunes right after that, so we're going to talk a little bit about that in a bit. Thanks, Jake.
What do we got? the tape. Went on to win 50 mil. You can't be true, you can't be false. You'll be given the same reward. Socrates and Milhouse Nixon both went the same way through the kitchen. Plato the Greek or Tintin, who's more famous in the billion millions? Who's black? Vacuum cleaner sucks up Budgie.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. can find nothing but relics for 400 years of your tech.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one fan. Me and my fans, you can slap me right here.
Interesting selection, man. That's pretty cool. Don't Believe the Hype, or rather Fight the Power, sorry, by Public Enemy. And that's of Fear of a Black Planet, right? That's a record?
Yeah. First CD I ever bought.
No shit.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about that.
I think that was when I started getting to my hip-hop phase. Mm-hmm. And kind of at the same time, kind of exploring cultural identity and... Public Enemy probably did more to kind of formulate my ideologies and my politicalness than any other band, any person. And that album.
Do you share the anger conveyed in their music at that time? Or
yeah,
at the
you
time
know what?
You
and I it was funny, but you know, we basically took kind of the Black Struggle, Black Movement, and just turned it Mexicanish. Mm-hmm. And so I remember when those Black. The Africa medallions were in.
Yes.
And like me and my friend made Mexico ones. Yeah. And so we were just emulating the culture, but we try to spin it, you know, with a flavor to ourselves. And but yeah, that you know, I think then I kind of later on I ushered in, you know, then I discovered like the Clash, you know, and almost in an opposite, you know, or the wrong way.
Joe Strummer is a big. I mean, he lived in Mexico, I think, for a while, right? Like,
yeah,
as a
growing,
youth. Yeah. And he certainly echoed, like, musical inspiration from down there as well.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I was reading one of a book on Joe Strummer, was like, the punk rock politics of Joe Strummer. And it's like these different essays. And the introduction to the book was written by Chuck D of Public Enemy. And he
really?
Talked about his influence and how the Clash influenced his own identity.
No shit.
And so it became this kind of full circle, you know, when I was like, oh my goodness, you got my two heroes here, and they're connected. And it was one of those aha moments.
Yeah. And then Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah.
What's the name of that artist?
That's Astrid Gilberto and...
Yeah, the foxy Brazilian chick, right?
Yeah. I just, it's so mellow. That whole, like, bossa nova, Latin jazz.
Yeah, heavy mood.
Yeah, you just, you want to be in a leather lounge chair with a pipe and...
I did, yeah.
Like, yeah, there you go.
That's cool. And tell us a little bit about that, too. Like, as far as identity or...
You know, I threw it in just to mix, to make the mix really hard for you. But, like, okay, go from Magnificent Seven, Fly Me to the Moon, and then go to Fight the Power.
Yeah.
But, no, it's just, there's not a politicalness to it. But, like any revolutionary, they're not political 24/7. Mm. They have to relax, too.
But there's a culture identity, right?
You know, it's more Brazilian, you know, I mean, there's the Latin thing, but I think really it's just, for me, that type of music, it relaxes me.
Yeah.
And I love it for that purpose.
Sure.
Yeah. It's zen.
And as far as your works, present day, well, first of all, let me get this out of the way. To find somebody, or how somebody would find your work, like, I guess, like, the Facebook page?
Oh, yeah.
Probably have the biggest body of work, Jake Prendes.
Yeah, the best way to find me is probably Facebook and just Jake Prendes. I think I'm the only Jake Prendes, so yeah. It should be easy.
It says artist, satirist, right?
Yeah, so there's my personal page, and then I have the... I guess that'd be a fan page, but like my artist page, I guess. But sure. Artist satirist.
And I particularly, you know, it's something I've seen them before, but mostly I've seen your like the cultural stuff we're talking about, but also kind of your pinup inspired work. I enjoy that a great deal. Just kind of, I guess, there's a lot of layers there, you know, and I could see a little bit of stencil work. I could see maybe a little bit of freehand work, but the subjects are, the women are in the negative space, right? And so there's not heavy detail, but like the detail that Sarah's just perfectly tells a story, you know, like a little nipple or something. But the glowing blues just dripping off of that, you know, is the positive space just dripping off of that negative space. And it gives it such increase, just such depth, you know. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that series a lot. Are you still messing with that?
You know what I do is I paint what I want in my house, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really thinking about what's going to sell. Yeah. I paint what I like. And so that, you know, that's really what, you know, drives what I'm going to be painting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes I'm just inspired by the movement. And so, you know, it's going to be, heavily political. Mm-hmm. Other times, you know, it's just going to be kind of the aesthetics of different things I'm into, kind of the rockabilly scene, tattoos, you know, just street art.
Do you play music?
I play it on a CD player.
Well, if you ever decided to take a drum lessons, I got a little tip for you, man. They're a new sponsor for the show. They're called Drumeo. You can find them at drumeo.com/Skid Row. And, hey, Jake, how much do you think a drum lesson would cost you?
Cost me, because I'm awesome, probably, but I'm guessing what you're looking at, like $150, $100. Yeah.
Monthly membership, $37. Unlimited video drum lessons. They got jazz technique, they got Latin technique, they got kick drum techniques, all kinds of stuff, man. $37 a month.
Nice.
Like a steal, right?
Yeah.
Drumeo. Drumeo.com/Skid Row Studios. So if you go to that, site, loved ones, Drumeo, Drumeo.com/Skid Row Studios, and they'll hook you up on a little deal there. You tell them Johnny sent you. They won't care. But if you type that, if you go to that address, they'll hook you up on a special deal. Anyway, Drumeo.com/Skid Row Studios. Jake, can you tell me a little bit about your trip to Mexico for the mural project you did?
Yeah, about 2 years ago, I guess. Uh-huh. We went to Guanajuato, Mexico. There was about 10 artists, 10 LA artists, muralists.
Who went down there with you?
I can put me on spot. I gotta remember everyone. We had Edmundo Duran.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love that dude.
We had Wentz Gittles, kind of, or was main organizer with you. And we had.
We don't have to go down the whole roll call.
Yeah, we. But it was all documented too, and the documentary is Orestes Gonzalez, good guy. And so he's actually working on a documentary that he was there. Basically, the day we came up with the idea to do these murals, he was there filming. So he gets the moment we decide to do it to the completion of the murals. So, I'm waiting to see that. But what we did was we were invited to go to Guanajuato, Mexico to paint two murals in an interno, which is like run by nuns.
Yeah.
And so you have these little girls that go to school there during the week. They live there, and then they'll go home on the weekends. They come from, maybe the violent homes, or the families can't afford them. But so they're there during the week. And so we went there, did the murals, included the kids. We did workshops on stenciling and drawing and painting and photography.
Sounds amazingly rewarding.
Yeah, no, you just fall in love with these kids, and they're just pictures on the internet. When you say, oh, yeah, they're cute, whatever. Mm-hmm. You get there, they have their own personalities. They're their own individuals, and, you just fall in love with these people over there. And it was life-changing, and my artwork just completely changed when I came back.
It blew up, huh?
Yeah, it was just more cultural. There were more, detail, more symbolism. It was one of those life-changing moments.
You can find Jake Prendez's work by typing his name, Jake Prendez, spelled like it sounds, in the old Facebook search engine there on the World Wide Web. Artist, satirist. Loved ones, we're going to get back to music here. I'm going to start you off with Thunderbird Esquire's name of the tune from the Gories. Great Detroit band from the album. You'll like this. Their album title, I Know You Fine, But How You Doing? That's out in 1990 on the New Rose label. After that, we're going to hear the Osmonds. Yeah. You heard me. With a Hold Her Tight from Osmond Mania. It's a collection. Some good hard AM pop, but like I said, first off, the Gories, Thunderbird Esquire. Thanks, loved ones.
I'm going out, gonna get my girl, gonna go to the store, buy some Thunderbird, gonna get in my car, find some place to be alone, and we're gonna start drinking till it's all gone. I say, baby, what's wrong with you? You look like you drank too much ESQ. I took her home, left her laying by the door. Got back in my car and drank some more.
Cancer Bats out of Toronto. Cancer Bats, as you probably already guessed, the name of the tune is Sabotage. Before that, we heard The Osmonds. That's right, you heard me. The Osmonds with Holder Type, some hard AM pop. And prior to that, we heard Thunderbird Esquire from The Gorries. Thank you so much, Jake, for coming down.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It really was a pleasure talking to you. And I feel like we just kind of got on a roll conversationally, but... loved ones, if you want to go check out Jake's work, you can do so at Jake Brandes, artist, satirist. You can find him on the old Facebook. You know, Facebook is that thing that holds us all together. Thank you so much, live listeners. And if you can always find me on the iTunes podcast page. The show is my name, Johnny Scott Gramercy. Also, you can look for the Skid Row Studios app in the App Store or for your Android. Folks, you can find it on Stitcher.com. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Suivante devrait être d'importance pour vous. S'il vous plaît, écoutez comme Johnny Scott Gramercy joue de la musique pour vous, Suckers.